Hey there, I'm talking to you. Yes, you, the listener. Do you love Pod Nova X? If so, message me. The podcast Pod Nova X gets released on the coding website Scratch, and people on there will get special bonus episodes. Search Pod Nova X on Scratch. That's PODNOVAX. The P and the N and the X are capitalized. And now, episode 2. This is a tale of horror. This is a tale of the only last place in this continental U.S. that is safe. Well, that is that. Who even knows? This is a tale that will say everything about you, about everything in the U.S. But what is needed to tell about this? What is this? Why am I just asking questions? Why is this an odd intro? We don't know. We were hoping you could tell us. Pod Nova X. So welcome. Relax and listen. Listen to this tale of horror. Yes, you heard the capitals. We now dive into the story of Mike. His name is not really Mike, but there is nothing that can be done for that. The U.S. government, or whatever that might be in the lost places. Pod Nova X. Pod Nova X. I am Mike. This is my story. But it is not my story. My life story. This is only one chapter in the full book of my life, but my life might not go on for that much longer if they find me. That is why I'm telling you this story. That is why I need you to share the burden of this story. I just hope that this was not the worst idea, but I think it might be. They cannot get all of you, or at least I hope they can't. Let me start this. Start it with the airplane ticket. In what I think was a regular business trip to the eastern U.S., when I saw the ticket. It was just lying at the end of the street, and the street was, let's call it, Milkway. The ticket was lying on the edge of the street, near the dumpster. It was just under a scrap of paper, or more likely, a scrap of... Was that flesh? Don't remember. I don't think I want to. I was actually heading to a bus station to ride the airport to catch a flight to New York City. It seems that everything that has anything to do with business is based in New York City, or Chicago, or L.A. I think it's safe to say that it is in New York City, because that is not where I am currently, or it could be where I am currently, but I can't say. Not because I don't know, but because it might be a mistake that I don't live to fix. Since I was so cheap, something that is still a trait of me now, I ran over to see if I could use it, or return it. I pushed over the piece of what I thought was cardboard. Now, I am looking back at it, it was flesh. It was a ticket to somewhere called Palm Beach. I would look that place up now, but I don't think that it could or would exist. Palm Beach. I picked the ticket up to try to return it, but the bus was late. Called the service provider for the bus after 2 hours of waiting, but they just screamed in the phone and made inhuman growling sounds. I called the airlines, but they just said, "We know." Over and over. It soon got very annoying. Shit! Oh, sorry. The car that I was in front of just went off a road. I needed to keep moving. So, since my bus wasn't coming, I decided to walk to the air transit. Is that what those things are called? Is there even a name for them? Who even knows? I decided to walk there. That was when the truck came. The truck was a low, black sedan. Think it was a sedan. Two men got out of it. I don't want to sound cliche, but they were. They were dressed in all black, except for the white ties. The T, one man said. TX14BLO, the other said. I didn't understand what this meant, or what it was, so I ran. After a few hours, I was running for a long time. I decided to look back. There were no men. I booked a stay at a motel, where and which I will not say. One sec.
Yes and no. I need to borrow your car. What, you don't want me to? Then, you don't want me to. Where are you going? Or any of us going, oh, to Austin? And if I hitch a ride? You don't? Thanks.
I booked a stay at the motel. I was so tired that I fell asleep instantly. When I woke, I was in another place with all forms of identity, communication, and resources gone. I had the clothes on my back and my jacket. When I looked through the jacket for anything I might be able to use, I found the Palm Beach ticket. I stared at it in horror. Was this the reason the men had stopped? Was this the reason where I was now? I don't know. Besides the clothes and the ticket, I had a tape recorder with a tape inside. It is seemingly endless, seemingly goes on and on. As soon as I finish the story, I will toss it out on the highway. Someone might find it or will be crushed instantly. Wait, what's that down the road? It looks like. No, it can't be. It... This is unexpected. The driver got out to see what it was. Okay, I think I'm ready to tell it now. I think it's been about a day since the incident on 108. I stopped long enough at a restaurant to see it broadcasted on the news. 8 dead at serial killer shootout. The flashing headlines on the bottom of the screen read. The news is on. Seems as though the truck that I was in, crashed on the side of the road. A man, dressed in all blue with hair and skin dyed blue, came out to see what happened. There were passerbys calling the police. They came. The blue man. They recognized him. Said he was Blue Dixie. Said he was a serial killer and that we needed to get out of there. The driver that was taking me, he died in the crash. Blue Dixie reached out to one of the officers and simply tore off his arm. The officer looked for a few moments at the stump where his arm, a part of him, used to be, and then he collapsed. I ran. I only just saw the full of what was happening. What happened? Blue Dixie, he and the black sedan with the men, came. 4 officers and 4 cars were killed. Hundreds were severely wounded. Blue Dixie grabbed a driver out of a passing gas truck and threw him into the passing traffic. The report of the dead was severely miscalculated. I was there. I saw it. The driver, he had a family, a wife and a little daughter. They were with him, hiding in the back. They have not been found. Blue Dixie, he jumped out in the truck, He jumped in the truck like it wasn't just an old routine to him. The 2 men, they, to use the word displaced, some of the officers, Blue Dixie drove the gas truck right out into the middle of the 5 lanes. The cars on all sides hit him. It was a fireball. They say Blue Dixie could never have survived that jump. That the U.S. is safe from him, but that isn't true. I saw before on the news pictures of what his handwriting looked like. He would send messages to the people he was trying to kill. I found a note written in that handwriting that America knew as Blue Dixie's, taped to the hood of the car that I rented. Coming for you next. 1 down. You to go. He is coming for me. A fire still rages on 108, spreading all the way down that strip. Firefighting teams have gone in. None have returned. What was in that truck wasn't gas. Whatever was in that truck was something unnatural. It was something much worse. The 108 fire spreads for miles. Miles and miles. People overtaken by the flames. Huddled, most of them breathing, some of them still. Faces and lives uprooted. For what? Who is Blue Dixie? What are those men? This horrible thing that people are doing. This horrible thing that they are doing. I'm not going to call them men because they aren't. They are something much worse. They are not human. They are not animal. They are other. They are just simply other. They are they. Thousands of people. I looked it up back when I felt that it was safe. It's funny. Back when signifies a few days. A few days ago when I thought it was safe to look stuff up. When I thought it was really safe that they couldn't track you. Don't get me wrong. I'm not one of those crazy people with a tinfoil hat thinking that the government can track you. That aliens are coming. That they already abduct us. That the government's working with someone. I don't think that. I'm not crazy. Well, I might be. I don't know. I really don't know. Sorry for the noise. It's people. People are so noisy. When I found this recorder, I sat out on a journey, dictating what was happening to me, so others knew. So they know what happened, what Palm Beach means, hitchhiking, catching rides, doing whatever I could to get around, to keep moving. I hope that! Thank you for listening to Pod Nova X. This has been The Pieces Part 1. Stay tuned next week for The Pieces Part 2. Pod Nova X is an individually produced podcast. This episode, The Pieces 1, was narrated by Ransom Duel. Thank you very much. Although, time isn't real. For listening.